Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. In fact, it's hour two of Live the Promise. So if you just tuned in, you missed my first hour conversation with Holly Melton. And if you're someone who has a hard time sharing your faith, you're kind of afraid of the rejection, you're wondering how to do this so the person doesn't feel like a project and you're trying to do a formula, or you're actually being led by the Holy Spirit to love people the way Jesus did, you got to go back and catch that first hour. Fantastic conversation. The podcast will be up in just a little bit on our website at myfaithradio.com. And if you're an aspiring writer, you want to be a published author, don't forget to sign up for the writer's contest. It's in full swing. You've got about 6 days to bring your submission in, and you might be one of the people chosen to come into the studio and meet face-to-face with an editor from Bethany House Publishers. Fantastic opportunity. So I hope you'll sign up, myfaithradio.com. Now this hour, we're going to talk about God's heart for single moms. And God has a heart for single dads, too. And we're actually covering that topic, I think, in the next month or so. But today, we're going to represent an amazing retreat that's coming up for single moms. We support this at Faith Radio every year. We love this retreat. We love Carol Lund, and she's really the brainchild behind this thing. She's got a whole team in studio, and we're going to give, listen to this, 20 tickets away to this amazing retreat. And when you hear about it, what happens at this retreat and the kind of pampering and care single moms get, you're going to want to come, okay? Here's the number. I'm going to get it off to you right away. You don't have to get on the air, but you got to be able to attend. It's coming up May 29th to 30th at Lake Geneva Christian Center, and we're giving away 20 tickets. I'm telling you, if you're a single mama, you got to get here. You got to find a way to get someone to care for your kids so you can be pampered for a week and get your soul filled back up. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So let me tell you about, you should see the studio. It's packed full of people. So let's get these friends on the air. Carol Lund is a Christian visionary, leader, and mentor. She's also a wife, mom of five, and grandma of 12. She's a director of Bridging the Gap Women's Ministries and reaches across denominational and cultural lines to provide ministry for women in every facet of life. She's passionate about evangelism and uses every opportunity to share the compassion and love of Jesus wherever she goes, and I can attest to that being absolutely true because I've known her for a very long time. Orlene Hazeltine, am I saying that? Hazeltine is the associate pastor for Maranatha Assemblies of God in Forest Lake, Minnesota. She's been married to her high school sweetheart, Michael Hazeltine. I might have to get correction on that, for 34 years. And Michael is also Maranatha's senior pastor. They have 8 fantastic children and 6 grandkids. Tim Olson, he's been on the show before around this topic. He's been married to Ginger for 15 years, and they have 3 kids. And they served as kids pastors at their home church for 8 years and are currently planting a new church named Cedar Ridge Church in East Bethel, Minnesota, where they lived for most of their lives. Marilee Jansen, 4 days after learning she was pregnant, Marilee Jansen recommitted her life to the Lord and found the strength to leave an abusive relationship, thus beginning her journey as a single mom. Today, Marilee's son is an adult serving the Lord and works in the technical side of the music industry in Nashville. Very cool. Marilee and her husband, Dalen, had been married 3 years. This is the day for me to mess up as many names as I can. Everybody, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So good to be with you. Carol, we're going to start out with you, wondering if there's a verse that the Lord's been putting on your heart these days.
Oh.
And you don't have to have the reference if you don't have it with you.
I do.
Okay, great.
Well, our verse for the Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat is this. It's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future. And the bottom line with single moms is they have lost hope. And what they see is almost zero future.
And, you know, you and I mean, I knew you before the single moms retreat became a thing. And of course, we're very connected now. But talk about how this, because you oversee these women's retreats, these big events.
Yes.
And I think every conference and retreat you put on you do it with a bang. And so it's not like you needed more to do, but the need came to you. So tell us how the need came and how this thing was born.
Well, the need came out of needs that we saw. And we saw single moms coming to our door that just did not know what to do. And they were left high and dry, so to speak. And they were desperate. And they were without hope and without a future. But I'm going to give you some statistics today, Susie. Single moms are, and here's why. Single moms are the fastest growing population in the world today. Hmm. Single moms are the highest unchurched population in the world today. 95% of single moms are unchurched.
Wow.
18 million single moms in the U.S. 17 million are unchurched out of 18 million. 37 million children live with a single mom. 36 million of those children are unchurched, and 53% of the births in 2011 are children of single moms under 30.
Wow.
This is why we're doing what we're doing.
Hmm.
And these are stats that I just pulled today.
Wow. So when you had the first woman single moms retreat, I think you had still a decent attendance that first time around. How many did you have?
We thought we were going to have 50, and we ended up having about 200. And then the following year, we jumped to over 500, and it has remained steady and climbing.
Okay. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. If you are a single mama and you want to attend this retreat, and maybe you just want to and you don't know how you're going to get those kids taken care of, I would pray, but I would call to get yourself these tickets May 29th and 30th at Lake Geneva Christian Center. No matter where you're listening from, I pray that you can make the arrangements and come. 877-933-2484. Marilee, you've got experience as a single mom.
Yes.
First, I'd love to know a little bit about your story and what it was like, but then speak for single moms and things that maybe we don't know that single moms deal with or are afraid of that break their hearts.
Okay. My son was born back in 1989, and back then it was not as common as it is now. And I had grown up in the church, and so there was a stigma that was attached to that. And so I really wasn't sure where I was to go. And so I went back to my home church, and I remember wanting to have my son dedicated. I wanted him raised, you know, in the church. I wanted him to love the Lord. And I was going to do it behind the scenes with the pastor in his office. And he's like, no, you need to stand up. You need to let people know that you're living your life for God and you want your son to be committed and raised by the church. And so we did. And that was kind of an unprecedented move. You didn't do that back then.
I have to just pause right here because just last week had another gal on, an author speaker, who had a child out of wedlock and she wanted to dedicate. And that pastor said, we'll dedicate the baby, but you cannot stand with that baby because you had this child out of wedlock. And you think about, this is why. This is one of the reasons, you know what
yes.
I mean, that single parents don't
yes.
feel, oh, my goodness. Praise God for that pastor
yes.
going, no, let's do this.
Yes.
Okay, so take it from
well,
there.
Well, and I was going to say, I was just sharing a story before we came into the studio, and I said that I remember sitting next to another young mom who had had a baby. And a lady from the church coming up and handing her a gift and then feeling the necessity to explain in front of everybody why she couldn't give me one because my child was born out of wedlock. And so I was horrified. But that's one of few. Most of the stories I have from the church are people that have poured life into my son. But it was difficult. You know, you're trying to get ready for church. You're doing things by yourself. Your child doesn't cooperate. You're running late. You know, you come into church. You're always hurried. You're always rushed. You're always out of breath. I remember one Sunday my son got away from me and beelined for the platform. And the next thing you know, he was up there reaching for mics. And the pastor caught him and took the mic out of the thing, handed it to him, and he turned around. He was probably just under three, turned around and sang Jesus Loves Me to the congregation.
Wow.
It would have been so easy for that pastor to say, can't you control your child? Don't touch the equipment. You know, everything was totally different. And I have to tell you, my son went on. He sang that Christmas, he sang the next Easter, and he went on and he sang through his teen years. He went to Fine Arts Festival, he got to go to Nationals, and he's in the music industry today.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it's all due to that, but church was a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's the way it needed to be because I was able to come, I could put him in the nursery, and I could breathe.
Mm.
I could rest. I remember we planted a church. We were part of a church plant in Cold Spring, and So I was the children's pastor at the time, and there was some gentleman from our church who has now gone on to be with the Lord, but he just did everything around, made sure everything was organized, and he would come into my children's church room, and he would say, Zach, I need your help. Zachary was probably 7, 8, 9 in that age range. And he would take him around the church and he would just follow Jim. And I know he asked him 50 million questions because I heard from everybody all the questions he would ask. And then he would bring him back and he would say, oh, he's going to be something one day. Wow. He's going to be an administrator. He's going to be a leader. And he would just breathe life into that child. Mm-hmm. I needed that. It allowed me time to prepare for my lesson. And it allowed Zachary to have a male role model. You know, those are things that people don't realize, that the church is so important because we're doing it by ourselves. We're the breadwinner, we're the cleaner, we're the cook, we're the when he's sick, where does he go? I have to take off of work unless somebody steps in and says, can I help you? Mm. And if I take off of work, then I don't get paid, then I don't get to pay the bills. There's all those things that go on that people don't realize because you're doing it by yourself. There isn't that person to rely on. Mm. Kids can't go to daycare if they're sick. Where do you go? So it's like there were people in the church that came alongside me, and I called the pastor before we came today, and I asked him for the charge that they give the congregation in a baby dedication. And they say that you will come alongside, that you will help, that you will pray, that you will step in. With God's help, I will. And that congregation says, we will. And I was fortunate and blessed to have a church that actually followed what they said.
Oh, let us be such people of God, you know. 877-933-2484. If you want to get on the air because you want to chime in and give us just a sense of what it's like to be a single mom, maybe we can stand with you and pray with you. We'd love to do that. And if you want to get on the air and you want to go to the retreat, just say that. We'd love to hear from you. But we know lots of folks are maybe a little bit afraid of getting on the air, but you desperately want tickets to this retreat. I desperately want you to go. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can email me too, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. You're not going to believe all that's going to be happening at this retreat. You're going to want to sneak in and go, even if you're not a single mom. I mean, there's so much going on here, you won't believe it. I can't wait to tell you more about it. Don't go away. We're talking about how we can really tap into God's heart for single moms today. Maybe you feel like that today. Maybe you're a single mom. Well, we are here for you today. We've got an event for you that we want you to know about. It's called Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat. It's founded by my dear friend Carol Lund. And as I said, she doesn't do anything halfway. This cost is $59 and includes registration, food, and lodging. There's Zumba. There's a spa. There is car help. There's a girls' night out. There's so much. There's worship, unbelievable, amazing worship and messages that'll nourish your soul. But we're giving away 20 tickets today. And I think we've only had, Grace, probably she's on the line, about 3 calls in so far. We would love to hear from you. If you want to go, give us a call. But if you also want to get on the line and get on the air and tell us what it's like for you as a single mom, we want to hear from you and pray for you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. So Pastor Orlean, I just butchered your last name, Hazeltine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got it right. You're committed to my success, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That's what girlfriends do.
Amen, amen. So let's talk about your role on the Single Moms Retreat.
As you mentioned earlier, Susie, we sent some single moms last year, and they came home so enthused, all of the moms at church, we want to go, we want to be a part of this. And they kept telling that to me, and then lo and behold, I had a conversation with Carol Lund, and she told me that the spa portion of this retreat needed an owner. And we had a spa at our church. We've done this before. Mm-hmm. We know what this looks like. So I came back with this piece of information, and we decided nothing says you are valuable like things like a free henna tattoo that Amen. You get to sport and take home after the retreat, hair extensions, a facial, some manicures, some hand rubs, and there's going to be a Dream About Yourself art project that an artist in our church created for them to create and to take home to remind themselves that they are not the only ones that think they're valuable. There are all these other women that have volunteered to come to make sure they know we value you. God values you. You are valuable. You need to dream.
Well put. And isn't there also where they can kind of go shopping?
Yes.
What do you call that again?
It's called the Diva Boutique.
Diva Boutique. And you don't really need money, do you?
No, you need Diva dollars. Mm. And by the time every single mom leaves, she will go home with one or two new outfits or very gently used. And we have some amazing stores that have donated some amazing new product. Brand new.
So you're looking at a spa. You're looking at a Diva Boutique. And then, Tim, this one man among all these women, you're not afraid of women because you weren't afraid last time. You have this heart to get your arms around this part of what you're going to offer to single moms that, to me, just about makes me cry when I think about it. Talk about your role in this whole event.
You know, my role was we wanted to get guys involved, and obviously we can't help in the spa.
So thank the Lord.
There's certain areas that... So we just started brainstorming and figuring out what could we do in a tangible way to help. And so... We just started talking about car care, and it just went from there. So we connected with people, with mechanics, with business owners where we could get funds, and it just exploded.
Take me back, though, the time you were in the studio a couple years ago. When it first started, what did it look like? Did women sign up to get their car looked at, or how did you do that? So while they're at the retreat, I think you had some guys there looking at their cars?
Yeah, it started out where we had garage mechanics and then actual mechanics, garage owners, where we said, we're going to fix everything possible. We're going to change oil. And it just got overwhelming because you could not believe the repairs that were needed on the cars. And so it's kind of morphed into a car safety check. And then we fix what we can. And then after the retreat, that's what we're working on now, is we're getting more shops across the state involved. And then we're getting churches involved to say, hey, these women need help with these tangible things. Can we get your guys in your church, your mechanics in your area involved with this ministry? So that's what we're working on now.
So, and forgive me if you already answered this, I didn't understand it. So women who are attending, if they're having car problems, they sign up. Is that part of the registration, or how does that work? Where you know that you got to look at, or do you line these cars up, or how do you do that?
Yep. Anyone who comes, who brings a car, they get it looked at, and then we go through the list. If we can fix it, we'll fix it there. And if we can't, we'll fix it at home, or we'll get them connected with a mechanic in their area, and we'll pay for it.
I remember last year my pastor saying from the pulpit that our church was going to be donating some money, I think, for this part of the aspect, but for scholarship. And how does that work if churches want to say, we want to get behind this single mom initiative?
Well, Susie, that's a big question. And the $59 goes strictly for food and lodging. And we are asking churches, I mean, if there's churches that are listening today, we need sponsorship. Like, for example, the spa. Orleans Church is sponsoring the whole spa, which is about $3,000. Mm. And so we're asking churches to get involved with it, whether it's Diva Boutique or whether it's parts or whether it's mechanics. We need the assistance. And because everything is a donation, the food and lodging is the $59.
Wow. My son's assistant manager at AutoZone, I'm thinking, hear my Lord, send Jordan. He needs to go help you on these cars. Do you need guys to help, or do you have more than enough?
Absolutely. We have about 40 guys right now, but we can always use more.
Wow, that's amazing. I see the phone lines lighten up. I love to see that. 877-933-2484. Marilee, have you been to one of these retreats yet?
I have, actually, not as a single mom. I've been married for the last 3 years, and so now I come on board as a volunteer. But I just wanted to speak to the car care. As a single mom, you don't have money to fix your car. You barely have money to own a car, to put gas in it, to get to work. And so a lot of times you're driving a car that's unsafe, a car that doesn't get you where you need to go. It's breaking down. It's, you know, on the side of the road, and you're left crying because you don't know what to do and you don't know where to get the money to do that. So the car care is so important. And I know because of the car care, I've been able to get some single moms in our church in touch with different mechanics in the area. I know there was one where she brought her car and it was not fixable. And so we were able to work with people and get a donation, and we were able to get her a car that she could afford that was safe because of car care at the single retreat and because they're getting other churches and other mechanics involved. Because, again, if you don't have transportation, you don't get to work.
Yeah. I mean, it's critical.
You know, there's another element to this is, obviously, Tim, you know this, we can't fix every car.
Right.
We can't do that. That's not what this is about. But what we have learned is, if these guys can go through each of these mom cars, I call them mom cars, and make it, and they have a checklist, and then they can send them home with their checklist, and then they can point them or direct them to a mechanic that's not going to rip them off.
Right.
And that is probably the biggest gift that they can give these single moms, because car care is ongoing.
It is, indeed. Pastor Orlean, tell me about the spa, your heart for women in the spa. I mean, I'm imagining women getting their little henna tattoo or their hand rubs, and these women just praying over them, and how foreign that must be for these single moms. But give a little bit of your vision of what you want these gals to experience.
Well, one of the things we've discovered is when you are a single woman, and a single mom especially, you do not have a lot of opportunity for healthy peer-to-peer touch. And it is an exceptional time to offer the hug, even just touching and putting your hand on their hair, and they realize that there's nothing strange going on here. You don't want anything from them except for them to know that I value you. I want to give you this gift of my presence. I want to give you this gift of these activities, things you would never be able to afford. Mm-hmm. And I want you to go home from here realizing you are not alone. All of these women here get it. They love you, and they want you to know your value. So it's delightful to take a tangible thing like an art project or a paraffin hand dip or braid extensions or anything like that that seems a little excess, give it as a gift. But whenever they touch that braid thing in their hair, when they look at their henna tattoo, it's going to remind them that this woman loved me. She cared for me not only in action. She shared words. She prayed over me. She actually had healthy female-to-female touch that let me know that I am a valuable being.
I just love how you articulate that, and I can just imagine these weary moms, Carol, sitting there just exhaling and being cared for, and what that does for the soul.
It absolutely is. You can't really imagine it, because last year we did the whole spa area, and it was very minimal. Pastor Orlean is taking it to a whole nother level. But they sat there, I think it was till 3 a.m, waiting in line to be touched.
Wow.
A healthy touch.
And this isn't even speaking to the worship and the and the messages. We got to take a break in about a minute. But I want you to talk about just, and we'll take it over on the other side of the break, but just give us a little glimpse of the kind of teaching and the content that they're going to receive as well. Go ahead. I mean, give us about a minute if you
can. Okay. Our two main speakers are Lisa Damuth and Renee Clanton. And Renee Clanton, for example, she is a missionary, and she is a missionary to a country, and she's working right now with human trafficking. Mm. And that's her heart and her passion. But she raised two daughters by herself, put them through college without any debt. And she is here to share how you can do that and what makes life really go around and what makes life really happen. Mm-hmm. And so those are our two main speakers.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. And I think I would imagine that if they're hearing these stories going, well, if he can do it for her, he can do it for me, you know, and that's hence the name of the retreat, Dare to Dream. And don't lose hope. Dare to Dream. We have more of you we want to send to the Single Moms Retreat, but you got to be a single mom to go, unless maybe you want to volunteer. I can maybe hook you up that way.
We have 81 volunteers right now, not counting any Bridging the Gap people, and they're coming in. And we would like to put one volunteer for every three.
Okay, 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So honored to have my very very dear friend, Carol Lund, in studio with her friends because they are hosting the Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat. And we are at Faith Radio are totally behind this. We want to get our arms around single moms. It's held at Lake Geneva Christian Center in Minnesota on May 29th to 30th. And I know we've got listeners from all over the place, but if there is a way you can get there, we want to get you there. And so we're giving away about 20 tickets. I should say Carol and the team, they're giving away about 20 tickets today. You don't have to get on the air if you're feeling shy about that. Call in and just say, count me in, I want to go. But we would love to hear from you. If you feel like you got the guts to get on the air, you can call anonymously. Tell us what it's like to be a single mom. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We got this listener who wrote in, says, when you talked about dedicating your child as a single mom, that hit home for me. I, too, was turned away from dedicating my child in front of the congregation. We had a private ceremony when the service was over, and that hurt. I was already living and dealing with my sin. Anyway, the rule has since changed. Hearing the story brought back that memory. Happy connecting. Well, God bless you. Thank you for that. And I wanted to read that just because I think it's important, Mary Lee, to remember, to help us as people, lay people in the church, leaders in the church, how we would miss someone without even realizing it. So maybe just speak to that for a moment about how we should not assume anything when you're dealing with single moms.
Well, and I don't think people understand that as a single mom, you're already dealing with your own sin.
Totally.
So you don't need somebody to rub your nose in it.
Exactly.
You know, what you need is you need people to come alongside you. You need people to hold your arms up, you know, to win the battle. Because as a single mom, most days are a battle. Most days are a battle just to get your child to school. Most days are a battle just to get to work on time without, you know, keep your job because you're doing so many different things. So you need the people in the church to come alongside of you. I know that there was a gentleman in our church, our boys were friends, and he took Zachary on.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
He would take him on father-son fishing trips to Canada. He would cover all the cost. He would take him there. To this day, my son is 25. To this day, when he comes home for Thanksgiving, he goes to their house and spends a little Thanksgiving with them.
Oh, man.
Because they came alongside. They invested in him. They took the time. And because of that, I knew that my child had value and that I had value because we were important. And so you have to make sure that you come alongside. We don't need to be reminded of our sin. God's forgiven it. You don't need to remind us.
Exactly. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And we have to remember that because truly, when we think we have to add to the punishment, that's not even biblical.
Exactly.
But then you think about how much of the single mom population and single dad, for that matter, are there not by their choice. I mean, I've got a girlfriend who's got three little kids, and her husband decided he wanted to be with a younger woman and left this family. She's now dealing with the stigma of being a single mom through no choice of her own. But either way, they need our grace and they need our ministry. And I love what Pastor Orlean's talking about, like just loving on them and praying over them. I mean, that's what's going to win their hearts over, isn't it?
One of the things that's really interesting, too, as a church, we forget sometimes that this woman is standing as a victor. She may have walked away from an extremely abusive situation.
Totally.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
She may be protecting the health of this child. She may have been offered a free pass to get rid of this child, but has made that amazing decision to stand strong and say, no, this child has value. I have value. And here we, the church, miss all that. And we look at them as second class or lesser than, and we don't mean to communicate that, but we have this tendency to, oh, can I help you? It's not like that. It's like, oh, sister, come on, let's go.
That's awesome.
Such a difference in how we approach this retreat is such an amazing experience. They've trained every volunteer down to the nth degree to watch that attitude.
Yes.
Because that attitude can be very, very separating.
Brilliant. I mean, truly, that's brilliant. You're a victor. You're an overcomer. You can do this. We're here to help you. And Tim, I just got to say my hat is off to you because I think, you know, you're a busy dad, husband, father, ministry guy, and yet you're rolling up your sleeves and putting yourself in a place where people need you. I just honor you for that.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, the first year I did it, people were laughing at me because I'm not a mechanic.
And
So I figured, all right, I don't even fix my cars. I got to find guys to do
that. Your wife's like, and how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It's just,
but you found a way, haven't you?
Found
but
a way.
He has a heart and a passion for hurting people.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, and just my hat is off to you. I love that. And you know, you could have made excuses all day long. I'm busy. I don't really know, you know, but you found a way and you found guys who know about cars and you've been a catalyst to many women getting help because you just said, here am I. All right, I'll do what I can. And Carol, you said during the break that the church would grow leaps and bounds if we were to reach out to this population. Say more about that.
You know, I rolled off the statistics to begin with, and those statistics are in the millions. However, if we would just take a look at the people in our own communities, in our own small towns, in our big cities, in our just the communities around us, but we could potentially grow our churches by a fourth, by a third, by a half, if we would just go out and gather every single mom. When you look at these stats that are reading at 95% of single moms are unchurched. Okay, so gather, bring them in. Yes, your church will be messy. And Pastor Aline goes, yes, it will be loud.
She's clapping.
And
she's like, I like mess.
You know? But you know what? We talk about ministry, but that's where it's at. That's where the action is at.
What if, you know, what if churches could afford buses, you know, or something like that where they could go around and gather these families and treat them well? Pastor Orlene, you have a vision, huh?
Yes. The bus is a great idea. It really is. But I think what works easier is when the neighbor says, hey, can I take your kid with? We just had a family who encapsulated a young boy who was friends with some of the kids from church. They're all about 11 years old. He's never been to a church before. He comes to this church, and on the way home from a regular Wednesday night service, he looks at his mom in the car and says, Mom, I've never been happier in my whole life.
Wow.
This happens to be a young boy who has struggled with being bullied, who has struggled with depression because of that stinking bullying, and he has finally found a safe place because the mom of his friend said, hey, let me bring your son with me. And I think if we look at it that
way,
could I just bring one kid, especially a kid who has just the one parent, and make it easier for them? I can fit him in my car. Let me take him with. And I don't even have to take care of him once I get there, unless, of course, you minister in children's ministries. But you just have to get him there and back home safely.
But good word. And that's actually more organic, you know. I love it. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We're giving away tickets to the Dare to Dream Bridging the Gap Single Moms Retreat. Love to hear from you if you want to get on the air and tell us what it's like for you as a single mom. Nina's checking in from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Nina, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing really well.
Good. You're a single mama?
Yes, I am. I've been divorced for about 5 or 6 years and then separated for quite a bit before then. And I have three daughters.
What's it like to be Nina?
It was, for a good part of it, it was the blackest time I've ever gone through. But as I look back at it, God took such amazing care of me and my daughters. And there was a point where I said, Father, you have got to hang on to me because I cannot hang on to you. And he has supplied my need. He has protected me. He has sheltered me. And he's brought my church family around me. And they made it okay for me to express when I had a need. And then they met it.
Well, Nina, tell me that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my daughters and I would not be as emotionally and spiritually healthy as we are if it hadn't been for our church's support.
Well, I appreciate that so much. Tell me this. How have we as the church maybe come through for you and done things right, and what could we do better as the church?
I think when you were talking earlier about there being a stigma out there, when my husband first left, I was really afraid of facing that in my church because I didn't want my husband to leave. I didn't want my marriage to end. And but he wanted to go. And so I was afraid that I was going to be looked down upon. And I know that some women out there do face that. The issue used to be black and white for me before I went through it. And I thought, well, if they had just worked harder on their marriage, it would have gone through. But I've learned how judgmental that perspective is. And until you walk in their shoes, you really cannot judge the situation.
Amen.
You just have to love.
Well, Marilee's in here. You've been listening to some of her story as a single mama. Marilee, is there anything you want to say to Nina? I'm seeing you nod and nod and nod going, I totally relate to what she's saying.
I can. And Nina, I just want to say that God will never leave you or forsake you. That verse is so true. And I can hear that your faith is in God, and I can hear that you're putting your trust in God. And I know that the church has been there for you, and when those doors are open, when you and your girls are there, they will continue to be there for you. And it's just, I will be praying for you going forward, because I can so relate with everything you're going through. And it's just exciting to see, you know, that
she's still standing.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nina, are you able to go to the Dare to Dream retreat, you think?
Yes. A ticket's going to be sent to me, and I'll ask for the time off for work tomorrow.
Every story that I've heard of women who've, and I can imagine as a single mom what a pain it would be to go, okay, I've got to make all these arrangements. And some would think, because they're so tired, this is too much work. But the stories I've heard, Nina, of women who've gone through the work of going, I'm going to get my kids covered, I'm going to get there, have been so glad that they went. And so I pray that you will fight through, you sound like a fighter, and get to this retreat so that you can just be loved on for the whole weekend. I pray you can do that.
Thank you.
God bless you, dear.
I appreciate it. Mm,
God bless you. 877-933-2484. So let's talk again about the content of the speakers, because you've got keynote speakers, you've got amazing worship, but you also have some breakout sessions.
We do. We have amazing worship with Stacy Hansen Johnson, but one of the most exciting things that I think we have found, and we were going to eliminate them in the very beginning, are breakouts. And we, instead of eliminating them, we have added a whole nother segment of what we call practical breakouts, like couponing, and how do you actually change your oil, and how do you change a tire? And then we've got finances. How do you create a budget and stay within that budget? Some of the things that we're bringing back is two breakouts on domestic violence. Mm. They were packed out last year.
Wow.
Parenting. And it just goes on and on. Mm. And one that we didn't think would land any people in it was relationships and dating. So we were covering relationships, and then the speaker kind of segued into dating because she had just gotten married. And oh my goodness, when she told them that they needed to stay pure for their next relationship, all chaos broke out
really?
In that room.
Why?
And
like they didn't agree with it? Or?
It was absolutely impossible to stay pure.
Wow.
But she told them how to.
Wow.
Gave them the tools for their toolboxes.
933-2484. 877-933-2484. Grace, how many calls do you think we got in? I'm asking her through the window here. She looks a little overwhelmed, but we want the calls to keep coming. She can handle them. I'm guessing 10, 12. She says 12. So we got about 8 more tickets to give away. If you want to get to the Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat, we want to get you there. So much to look forward to. 877-933-2484. One more time, 877-93-FAITH. And email me if you'd like to tell me what it's like to be a single mama. And if it's easier for you to email, you can email to claim the tickets as well, but only during this live hour, which will be over in about 10 minutes. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're devoting this whole hour to single moms. A big shout out to single moms and single dads. We're going to be talking to you again soon here. I'm thinking in about a month I have to look at our guest log, but we're working on that. Just want you to know we've not forgotten about you. But we're really behind this wonderful event put on by Bridging the Gap, and it's a single moms retreat, Dare to Dream. One thing Carol Lund said, she's in studio with a lot of her friends here, is that oftentimes single moms just lose hope. And so to inspire hope, to inspire vision, to inspire the idea that God has a future for you, not to harm you, but to help you and bless you. Well, this Single Moms Retreat is at Lake Geneva Christian Center, May 29th and 30th. And this team came armed with 20 tickets, and we've given away, I think, about 12. Got about 8 more to give away. And if a bunch of you called, I'm thinking I know some people to give a few more if more than 8 of you call, right? I know people. Okay. Nothing like putting her on the spot on live radio. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So if you feel like you can get away for this retreat, it's in Minnesota, Lake Geneva Christian Center, beautiful conference retreat place, May 29 and 30th. Here's a little quick synopsis of what you'll experience. Amazing worship, amazing keynote sessions, breakout sessions of your choosing. There'll be a spa where you can get a henna tattoo, your feet rubbed, your head rubbed, prayed for. There'll be a diva boutique where you earn diva dollars, I believe. I don't know if you earn them or get them or whatever. And you go shopping, and you may walk away with one or two really pretty sweet outfits, but that's not money you have to pay for. It's just a gift to you.
All gifts.
Amazing. There'll be car care, which is also amazing. So if you've got some needs for your car to be looked at and fixed, boy, that will happen as well. 877-933-2484. And so you were mentioning one of the breakouts that you didn't get a chance to mention before the break. Talk about that
one. This is something, a lot of these are very new. And one of the new ones is how to share your story. And you know what? We, all of us, every single one of us, whether you're a single mom or not, we have a story to share. And God has called us for a significant purpose. And so we've got three gals that are going to host this breakout. And they're going to teach these single moms how to write their story, how to tell their story. But through this process of writing and telling, we know that there will be healing that takes place, because oftentimes when you look back and then look forward and see how far you've come, you can see that God has been faithful.
Mm, so good. Well, Carol, what are some of the things you've heard after the Single Moms Retreat? What are some of the you know, testimonies and feedback you've received?
Oh, we had, last year we had so many testimonies that we're even compiling them now, but probably one of the biggest testimonies that stand out to me was I had the privilege of standing in a prayer line, and this young woman came up to me and she said, "Would you pray for me because I would like to change my occupation?" And I said, "I'd be happy to." So I started to pray for her, and all of a sudden I looked up and I looked at her and I said, "Honey, what's your occupation?" And she said, "I'm a dancer." And I put my head down and we started to pray again, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said to me, "Why don't you ask her if she has a relationship with me?" And so I popped my head up again and I said, "I'm so sorry, but I said, I have this really cool friend and I've had a relationship with him for a long time and I go to him for everything." And I said, "His name is Jesus." And I said, "Have you ever just asked him into your heart or just talked to him?" And she looked up at me and she said, "Well, I don't think so. Who's he?"
Wow.
And so right there in that prayer line, I had the privilege of praying with her. I asked her if I could touch her, and I asked her if I could hold her hands and pray for her and pray for her for salvation. Wow. And that's what it's all about.
Amazing, amazing. Pastor Orlean, give us a little more vision, if you would, for the spa, because as Carol said during the beginning of the show, that they did a spa last year, and you're sort of stepping in your church is sort of adopting that and sort of taking it to another level. What have you found, first of all, at your home church that's worked and that you're taking it to the Bridging the Gap?
Well, we have found that women love to be drizzled with chocolate and that they enjoy doing things that they normally really wouldn't want to spend money on because the money's committed to the budget. Mm. And so we like to try and offer things that are a little bit different, hence the henna tattoo artist. And we have hired three of them to come because we want to make sure every woman who wants to try it can experience it. We'll be having some mini facials. There will be some hair extensions, because who's going to spend money on hair extensions when they need to go buy milk and groceries? So we want to offer some of those eclectic things, as well as having this do-it-yourself art project about dreaming and helping them dream and to put those dreams down on paper in this art sculpture thing that they will be making and taking home with them. And we're excited to come alongside all of the other avenues that are going on at the retreat and help drive home this idea that you are valuable, so valuable that you need to dream. And all of us here are here to help support those dreams.
Mm, so beautiful. And Tim, this next question is for you. In your experience, what has God taught you about his heart? And even if you have a story to share, just what this has been like for you to engage in the car care part of this ministry?
You know, I think what he's taught me the most is just because there's a story you don't understand doesn't mean you don't need to help.
Mm,
and so for me as a guy,
Huge.
It's if you're supposed to help and if you have the ability, you need to do something. And so that to me is probably the biggest piece that I've learned through this car care.
So I'm picturing you giving this weekend away, again, when you could really give it to so many other things. Yeah. And you've got this lineup of cars with all of these needs. What if you, I mean, I can imagine you sense God's grace, even though it really is a significant output.
It is. It's, yeah. It, you know, it's amazing how the, how many people we talk to and the mechanics come and help and the businesses that are giving us money that they're excited to do this to where they're taking away their other time, their other things that they want to do. And they're asking, when are we doing this again? And so it's just been incredible watching these guys step up.
So beautiful. I'm going to ask you to pray in just a moment. But, Carol, I know it, with any event that's close to God's heart, it's the enemy hates it. And so there's oftentimes opposition. What kinds of obstacles, if you don't mind, you don't have to share in detail, but what are you facing and how can we be praying for you in the days ahead leading up to this retreat?
I would just say to pray for the individuals that are about to register, and here's why I say it. Oftentimes, single moms don't really know if they can get away until the last minute, and we need your prayers because our registration landslide happens the last 3 weeks, and it is absolutely a registration nightmare. Mm. But it's okay because this is how they have to do it. Am I right, Marilyn?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't register until the last minute.
Until they probably know that they've got
all their... Until they have all their ducks in a row.
They have the money, they have the time off of work.
And spiritual warfare, we see it on every corner, but because we do recognize it, we have people praying night and day on our behalf.
Mm. And so that's something, even if you're not a single mom, but you care about single moms, be praying for this team.
Yes.
Be praying for this retreat. And I love what Pastor Orlean said about making it so organic that you basically, if you know, if you've got a neighbor or friend who's a single parent, invite their kids, invite them to church, invite them over for dinner. I mean, just lighten the load. Amazing what that would do. And, you know, truly to open up our eyes to this need before us would be absolutely significant. Marilyn, just one last question for you before we ask Tim to pray. Do you have any words of encouragement for the woman who's walking where you walked in those dark, dark days and felt like there was no hope? Any words of advice and encouragement you could offer?
I just want to say that God hears the cries of mm-hmm. a single mom's heart.
He does.
You know, we dream. We don't just dream for ourselves. We dream for our kids. And I know there was a time when I thought my dream was dashed. Mm-hmm. My son had dropped out of school and he had moved to the cities. He hadn't graduated. And I was crushed. I thought my dreams were over. And I cried out to God. I cried out for protection. I cried out for his will to be done. He had given me a promise that my son would go somewhere, that he would be something, that he had a plan. Don't forget that God has a plan for you and your child. And my son is now 25. He's living for the Lord. He lives in Nashville. He's doing things that I never would have imagined.
Hallelujah.
But it's because God hears the cries of a single mom. So don't forget to cry out to God.
God hears the cry of a single mama's heart. I appreciate all of you so very much. Appreciate what you're doing. Be praying for the Dare to Dream Single Moms Retreat coming up May 29th and 30th. And Tim, I always call you Pastor Tim because you remind me of a pastor. You have a shepherd's heart. So would you pray for the single moms listening today?
Absolutely. Lord, we just thank you that you can use us as your people to reach others, Lord. Mm. Lord, and there's so many people out there that are listening that are thinking, what can I do? I just pray for them, Lord.
Yeah.
Just make them step up and give them something that they can do. Lord, as we're Amen. About to go to this retreat, Lord, as all these single moms, Lord, just prepare their hearts. Lord, give them the financial assistance that they need to come.
Amen.
Lord, give them childcare if they need it. Lord, whatever the pieces that they need, Lord, we pray that you provide. Lord, and we just ask that you bless them as they go to this retreat. Lord, and I also want to pray for the relationships or situations that you can just touch before it gets to be a single parent.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
We just pray that you can just reach the hearts of these families and the decisions that they're making. Lord, I just pray that you can just work in their lives. Mm. Lord, and we ask that you bless this retreat in your name. Amen.
Amen. Marilee, Tim, Pastor Orlean, and Carol, God bless you and thank you for joining us today. Honor to have you with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. When the road is winding way too long, you deliver me. You deliver.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. You've been listening to Live the Promise. You'll find a podcast of today's show up on our website in just a little bit at myfaithradio.com. Remember, if you're an aspiring author, sign up for that writer's contest. And I want to tell you, give you a heads up, tomorrow's second hour, it's devoted to you, whatever it is you want to talk about. So be thinking about that. I'll be counting on you to call, or I'm going to tell you what I want to talk about, all right? God bless you. Have a blessed, blessed day. We'll meet you back here next time.